This is Michael Green Green. Hope you guys are having an amazing and wonderful and prosperous and productive and exciting day today. Today I want to talk in particular about the idea of love. Love is a word, you know, and love is a word that has many meanings, but most importantly, love is an action word. So many times we are presented with the opportunity of people telling us that they love us, yet they give us the false idea of love. They show up in other ways that we don't even identify as love, but they present themselves as love, whether it be romantic love, whether it be a familial love, whether it be a love that just friendship love, whether it be a love that is an idea of love, but it's presented in itself not to be love. We spend so much time and so much energy trying to be loved, okay? We spend so much time trying to validate how other people see us, okay? Let me say that again. We spend so much energy and so much time trying to prove ourselves, trying to prove who it is that we are, trying to prove exactly what it is that we're doing. But the reality is, the only person, in my opinion, that we have to show and prove ourselves to is God. And not only that, after God, I believe that the next person that we should be showing who we are or who should we have something to prove is to ourselves. See, that's where I think that the part of love falters. A lot of times that we are looking for self-validation, or we're looking for validation from other people throughout, whether these false ideologies of love. We look for love in all the wrong places, or we're looking, this is some of us, looking, and this is, I say some because I was a part of that. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm looking for love in relationships. I was looking for love in with family relationships. I was looking for love with toxic friendships. I was looking for love in all of these other places, wanting people to love me of this illusion of myself, not the real Mike. And what I found after I started doing reflection, self-reflection of myself, it began to show up in a lot of my relationships. And I named all those shifts just now. Family, dynamics started breaking down. Relationships, I couldn't get it right. I was looking for reasons to get involved with certain people by things I thought was love, but truly was not love. I began to have all these breakdowns with friendships, with people I thought that were my friends. You know, it just began to all fall down. So what I found, once I started doing the work on myself, what I found was that I was a reflection of myself. Whether that showed up with my family, whether that showed up with my friends, whether that showed up in relationships, you know, all of these ships that were not proven to be of true authenticity. If I said that word right, they were not authentic, okay? So what happened was that when I started doing the work, I had to redo who I was. I had to start a brand new relationship with myself. I had to get and fall in love with myself and understand, because I didn't even know who I was, because I had put up this whole illusion for so long. I had put up this fake front of myself for so long. I had put up this false illusion for so long. I had put up this fake reality for so long. I had put up being what everybody around me thought I should be. I was going to school for this person. I was wanting to do this for this person. I was wanting to build for this person. I was wanting to work and do this for this person. I was wanting to look a certain way for this person. I wanted to walk like a man for this person. Make sure you walk and don't switch when you walk for this person. And I was trying to do all of these things, trying to satisfy everybody else, when the reality was it was not true love, because true unconditional love accepts me for who I am. True authentic love accepts me for who and what I am. So the reality is that wasn't real love. People that make you or only accept you on conditions is not unconditional love. people say, oh, I want that, but I don't want that. That is not true, real, authentic love. And people say that they only can accept you if you bring two-thirds of you into the table. If you don't look this certain way, we can't bring you into the table. Or if you don't do this, then we can't give you a real, authentic love. And see, real, authentic love, that's the love I want. Give me real, authentic love. You got so many people that are accepting you on conditions. Oh, if you get out there and you dance in your yard and you dance freely, oh, we can't accept you for that. Oh, we don't want to talk to you for that. Oh, we don't want to be your friend for that. I don't identify with those people anymore. I don't even recognize them. Because I want to bring my full self to the table. And I invite everybody else to do the same. And I will accept you for who you are. I would accept you for all that you bring to the table, because that the reality of the matter is that we're all in our moment, right? We all are evolving just as we are right now. People have chances and room to grow, and I am the last person that wants to tell anybody how they should live, or tell anybody how their life should be, or tell anybody what they can and cannot do, because that, my friend, is unconditional love. That's unconditional love, when you tell people, let people live how they live, when you let people be who they are. Let them be. Trust them to be themselves. Trust them to be themselves. Trust them to be themselves. Love. Unconditional love. That's the love that I want. I want unconditional love. I want a true love. I want a real love. I want loyalty and love. I'm talking about love of self, love of prayer. This doesn't even have to do really the relationship love. I want real unconditional love when it comes to my friends. I want real unconditional love when it comes to my family. I want real unconditional love when it comes to all of those situations that allow people to be themselves, all of them, collectively, every piece of them. So realize and understand that every piece of them is collectively. Every piece of them is all of who they are, and not bringing themselves, two-thirds of themselves, into the table. You feel what I'm saying? That's the reality. You guys have an amazing day. I love each and every one of you. Remember, God loves you. So do I. Remember that you are somebody. Don't let people convince you that you are not worthy. Don't let people tell you that you're not worthy because of the thoughts that they have in their head. Don't let people allow you to not be your original and collective self. Don't allow people to make you feel bad for being who you are. God already knows you. God already loves you. He knows you unconditionally. And that's period. He loves you, period, and unconditionally. Y'all have an amazing day. Love each and every one of you. Share this video or share this podcast out. If you found anything that needed to be said or you think somebody else needed to find some value from it, y'all have an amazing one. Love you.